A world-renowned brain surgeon becomes a small-town GP. The young son of an ex-cop and his ex-wife, who is a cop, is kidnapped from his bedroom. An IRS agent, named Prufrock, no less, gets a fax about a Nevada casino theft. Where is all this happening? Where but inside the make-believe world of primetime television? Those are from new programs that are about to begin, and Ken Tucker of Entertainment Weekly is our TV guide. Ken, is there anything new and actually worth watching?
Well, precious little, I must say. It's one of the most kind of dismal seasons in memory. The business is really catching up to TV. It's based on the economy, I think. Everything's gotten very conservative, very safe. This is like the George Will of TV seasons, I think.
Well, it's been great talking with you once again, Ken.
Thank you.
If you had to stretch your standards a bit, yes, what would you say we should watch?
I think you should watch Robbery Homicide Division, which marks Michael Mann's return to TV. He did Miami Vice years ago before going to do feature films, but it's got Tom Sizemore as the head of this Los Angeles Police Division. It's really a terrific action. If you have to like add one more police show to your menu, that's the one, I think. Over on ABC, there's this, you kind of refer to this show, Push Nevada, which is about this IRS agent who receives this mysterious fax, which sends him to this tiny town of Push Nevada where strange things happen. And it's produced by Ben Affleck, and it has this kind of reality game show component in that viewers, if they follow the clues, can win $1 million. But the good thing about it is that it really adds up to drama. You don't have to play the game. You can just watch it as entertainment, and it's a really solid piece of work. The only good sitcom, literally the only good sitcom I've seen, is Life with Bonnie, with Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hunt. First of all, tell everyone who Bonnie Hunt is.
Bonnie Hunt is one of those people who you see, you'd know the face instantly. She's on talk shows all the time. She's a very funny comedian who's been in movies like Return to Me and which she also directed. And in this, she plays a mom who's also a daytime talk show host. And the one innovative thing about this sitcom is that the talk show parts of the show are completely improvised. The guests really have no idea what Bonnie's going to say. And the pilot is very, very funny. That kind of spontaneity really came through.
Sort of like a descendant of the Gary Shandling show in that case, huh?
It is, in a sense, and it's got that kind of wise humor, which is unusual when you consider that Gary Shandling, you know, was on cable and this is on ABC.
Well, for those people out there who are going to be changing channels between ball games and those few programs you recommend, are there some things that are devoutly to be avoided in this new season?
Yes, there is the aptly named Hack. Starring David Morse, a very good actor from St. Elsewhere, stuck in a tiny little taxi cab in Philadelphia where every week somebody gets in the back seat and has a problem, and he solves it for them. It's the most implausible premise I've seen in quite a while. I just can't believe that every week somebody's going to get in and say, you know, my daughter's missing. Can you help me out on that? And he says, sure, let's take a left up Broad Street. Let's go.
Does he just happen to be an ex-cop also who is...
Yes. He's a disgraced ex-cop. And he's got good actors. I mean, Andre Brower plays his friend who's still on the police force, who's relegated to a tiny role in the pilot. It makes you want to weep sometimes.
And the silver medal for To Be Avoided?
I think Presidio Med, in the sense that it is the biggest disappointment because it has the greatest cast. Blythe Danner, Dana Delaney, Anna Deavere Smith, all in this San Francisco hospital. And what do? They just run around birthing babies and squawking about the HMOs. And it's opposite another show called MDs, which is also set in a San Francisco hospital. It's the most confusing, silly programming in a silly, silly year.
Ken Tucker, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Ken Tucker of Entertainment Weekly talking with us about the new fall television season.